Hello and welcome to English Pronunciation Pod, the English pronunciation podcast dedicated to improving your pronunciation of American English. I'm your host, Charles Becker, coming to you from New York City, the multicultural capital of the world. English Pronunciation Pod is for anybody who wants to improve their pronunciation of American English. Transcripts of our lessons are available at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. On our website, you can also download our full English pronunciation course in MP3 format, Best Accent Training MP3s. In this week's podcast, we're going to learn how to speak in the rhythm of American English. When you learn to speak in the rhythm of English, you sound more like a native speaker, and more importantly, it's easier for people to understand you. In order to speak with the right rhythm, you have to stress the right words and right syllables. Stressing the wrong words can be confusing to your listener. The focus of this week's podcast is to learn which words of a phrase or sentence Americans usually stress. We're also going to practice speaking in the rhythm of an American with some key expressions. Let's begin by reviewing what we mean by stress in English. Podcasts number 14 through 21 taught you when and how to stress syllables within words. I recommend that you listen to those podcasts if you haven't already, or if you're not sure about the rules concerning syllable stress within words. As we previously learned in podcast number 14, stress in English is primarily indicated through the lengthening of a vowel and a rise in pitch. So stress equals a longer vowel plus a rise in pitch, a rise in our intonation. This rise in pitch is also called pitch emphasis. Remember, more volume is not essential. Longer vowels and higher pitches are the real way to indicate a stressed syllable or word. In any phrase or sentence, certain words receive more stress, and we can hear that their vowels are longer and the pitch of their stressed syllable is somewhat higher. But how do we know which words to stress? Which words receive the most stress when speaking with an American accent? The answer is actually quite simple and logical. The words which are the most important and the newest pieces of information in the context of our conversation are the words that receive the most stress. Stressing those words is an important part of speaking with the correct rhythm of English. When it comes to understanding proper stress and rhythm, we must divide words into two categories: content words and structure words. What do we mean by content words? Content words are usually stressed. Content words are the words which give a sentence its unique meaning. They are the meat of our message, the core of our message that we want to communicate. Verbs and nouns are just a couple of examples of content words. Structure words, however, are usually not stressed. They are simple grammatical words which could be a part of any sentence. They are generic. Prepositions like at or to, or articles like the and an, are examples of structure words which are usually not stressed. Now let's make a complete list of content words and structure words. Here is a complete list of content words: verbs, nouns, adjectives, adverbs, WH question words such as who, what, where, why, when, and how, and demonstratives. By demonstratives, we mean this, that, these, and those. Structure words are the following: pronouns. This includes any type of pronoun, be it a subject pronoun, such as I, an object pronoun, such as me, or even reflexive and possessive pronouns, like myself and mine. The other structure words are prepositions, conjunctions, articles, modal verbs. Modal verbs, you might remember, are can, could, should, would, might, may, will. Helping verbs, for example, have in the present perfect tense, I have been there. Do, does, and the verb be. Let's listen to a sentence and notice how the content words are stressed and the structure words are not stressed. Again, listen for long vowels and higher pitches on the content words. We talked for a long time. Notice how I stressed talked, long, and time. Listen again. We talked for a long time. All of the words which I stressed are content words. Talk is a verb, long is an adjective, and time is a noun. Most importantly, they contain the most important part of my message. By stressing these words, I highlight the most important part of my message and make it easier for my listener to understand me. In this sense, stress and intonation are signals to our listener. They tell our listener, "This is the important part of my message. It's important to listen right now." Imagine if I lacked any knowledge of English grammar, but only had some vocabulary. I might say, "Talked long time." And indeed, these are the words which I stressed when I said, "We talked for a long time." Now let's look at the words which I did not stress. We, a pronoun, for, a preposition, and an article. Notice that these are all structure words, and therefore are not stressed. Their vowels are shorter, and their pitches are lower compared to the content words. Now let's try saying the sentence, stressing the content words, talked, long, and time. Please listen and repeat. We talked for a long time. You may have noticed that sometimes structure words are stressed. It is possible to stress a structure word. In the previous example, we talked for a long time, I might have said something like, "We talked for a long time," stressing the structure word "we." I would stress the word "we" in the case where I wanted to show contrast. If I want to specifically show to my listener that we and not them or you talked, I would stress the pronoun "we." But if my point is more about the act of talking and for how long, then I do not stress "we." As I mentioned before, it's all pretty logical. It all comes down to this: stress the pieces of information which are the most important at that moment of the conversation. These just happen to usually be content words. Now let's practice some key American expressions, paying attention to our rhythm. Remember to make the stressed syllable of content words longer and with a higher pitch. Really try to feel the rhythm of the sentence, almost like it's music. If you've ever studied music, you know that it's important to pay attention to note duration, how long a note lasts, and also important to pay attention to the pitch of the note. The same is true for language. You want to pay attention to the music of English. Please listen and repeat, paying careful attention to the rhythm of your sentences. Nice to meet you. When are you free for lunch? Do you need to see a doctor? It's time to raise the bar. I'd like to make a reservation. John and Lisa are tying the knot. Perhaps in these examples, you noticed that one of the stress words received more stress than the other stressed words. Its vowel was longer and its pitch was higher. This is known as the focus word. There is usually one word in every phrase that receives the most stress, and that is known as the focus word. Choosing the right focus word will be discussed in a future podcast lesson. Learning to speak English with a standard American accent and with an American rhythm is a gradual process, but if you work at it regularly and practice as often as you can, you're going to improve. It's important to have the right training tools in order to improve your accent. That's why I recommend that you check out my English pronunciation course in MP3 format, Best Accent Training MP3s. No matter what your first language is, Best Accent Training has the lessons you need for speaking English clearly and correctly. You get all of the sounds of English in one course. And now, you have a choice of buying the lessons individually or buying the entire course with big savings. Best Accent Training MP3s contains all the sounds of English with step-by-step instructions and practice exercises. You get all the vowels of English, all the consonants, syllable stress lessons, intonation lessons, and connected speech. Best of all, Best Accent Training is a fast and easy download that you can put on your MP3 player and take with you wherever you go. I specifically designed it for that purpose. Best Accent Training MP3s, available for download at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions about this podcast, feel free to contact me at contact@EnglishPronunciationPod.com. From New York, this is Charles Becker saying thank you for joining us and see you next time.